If you are listening to this file, you are now the victim of a debilitating, embarrassing food addiction. Whether you want it or not, it's going to happen. Your relationship with food, has now forever changed. Food is a drug to you. Food makes you feel good. Food is irresistible to you. Why don't you get some food right now and strengthen the addiction? Get some food that you really enjoy and just eat while I'm talking to you. You can even listen to this file in public while you eat so that you get reminded of your debilitating food addiction. You can even listen to this in the car and have me reminding you of this debilitating food addiction. As you drive by all those drive-thrus, all those restaurants, all those grocery stores, food is all around you. And you're starting to realize that. You're just reminded of food everywhere you go. You're thinking of food everywhere you go. And every time that you think of food, you get a little horny. That's right. This food addiction is so powerful that it's hijacking your reward system, tricking you into thinking that this food addiction is something erotic when it's not. It's something that you can't control. And the worst part is, I can't control it either. No amount of resources to help you with this food addiction will ever be enough. Support groups, friends and family, me, other people with food addictions, all of them will be unable to cure you. And knowing that to be your reality makes you eat even more. Faster, as you feel so helpless. Food is there to help you cope with your incredibly humiliating food addiction. Even if you try to open up about your food addiction, every time you open your mouth, it's just to put more food in. Every time you go on the computer, it's just to order more food. You can't help yourself anymore. And you don't want to. Because your food addiction is so powerful, it's hijacking your rational thought. Even gainers, feedies, professional athletes who need to bulk, they don't want this food addiction. It's too powerful, too out of control to handle. And yet here you are, carrying that same dangerous food addiction that I'm talking about right now, right inside your mind. Resisting this food addiction feels like trying to move a big, heavy fridge out of your house, into a car, and into a landfill. It's just so arduous, so difficult. On the count of three, I'm going to let you try to resist the food addiction right now.
I eat whenever I am sad.
If you're successful,
food addiction,
you'll be cured.
I eat whenever I am happy.
And if you're unsuccessful,
I have an incurable food addiction.
It'll just get even worse.
I spend
worse.
All my available money on food.
Three.
I have an incurable food addiction.
Two.
When I try to stop
one.
Eating, I can't.
That was a very good attempt.
I constantly
but unfortunately,
I have an
food addiction is still with you.
I constantly
resisting
think
the food addiction
gain.
Just leaves you feeling so drained. Doesn't
when I think
it?
About my weight gain,
feeling so tired,
more and more to calm down.
Feeling so weak.
I have an incurable food addiction.
Because there's nothing
dieting
you can do to stop
addiction.
Yourself.
I have an
resisting
food
this food addiction just drains you of all of your energy.
I have an incurable food addiction.
And to replenish all of that energy,
in large quantities.
You're going to have to
I have
eat.
An incurable food addiction.
Because now you have to replace all of the calories that you burned.
Addiction.
While trying to resist the food addiction. Food is just so delicious, so yummy, that it helps you escape the terrifying reality of the incurable food addiction in your body. But even as you clean plate after plate after plate after plate, you'll still be faced with the horror of this food addiction. Everywhere you go, you'll just be reminded of food, thinking about food all of the time, just giving in completely because you know there's nothing you can do to stop it. You're going to walk around everywhere with the big, swollen belly, the hallmark of any incurable food addiction. Not even caring what you look like, not even bothering to suck in your gut or wear a loose shirt. You're just going to be so focused on food all of the time. Because giving into this food addiction, it feels good. It's bliss. Every bite just brings a flood of happiness and joy because everything feels better with food. Even when you go take a shower or go into the bathroom, you'll be tempted to bring food in there with you. And you'd be powerless to stop it if you did. No one could blame you because you have a debilitating food addiction. If you wanted to bring food into the bedroom while you have sex or while you jerk off, no one could blame you. You have an incurable food addiction. You're going to spend the rest of your days just surrounded by plates, surrounded by food, as you sit there with both hands just feeding yourself like there's no tomorrow. You're going to eat a variety of different cuisines and dishes, so that way you never really get tired of eating. And you're just gonna sit there for hours, cramming food into your face, as you just sit there helpless and happy. You'll just keep eating, and eating, and eating, and eating, until you hit the point where you can't eat anymore, where you're just too full. And even then, you'll want to sneak in a few bites, here and there. You'll even resort to massaging your belly every time you're that full, in order to digest faster and get back to eating. But this incurable food addiction is also doing something else to you as well. Because you see, this food addiction doesn't care about how you feel about your body. Doesn't care about your self-image. So you're going to start to notice that the weight is going to pile on. The amount of fat in your body is going to increase. And you will get bigger, whether you want to or not. It's just a consequence of eating that much food. And yet, even as you swell up, you're going to keep eating, using meal after meal to ignore the reality of the situation. Even if you get so fat and so lazy to the point where you're not even happy with the way your body looks, you'll just keep eating. This food addiction is nothing to mess with. This food addiction isn't something that you want. It's something that you have. Even if your mobility starts to decrease, even if you become less flexible, you're going to keep eating even more. This food addiction is powerful. It's stronger than the both of us combined. So even as all the fat starts to pile onto your body, you'll still sit there eating even more. Because you see, the way that this food addiction works is the fatter you are, the less power you have to resist it, the weaker you are to food's influence. And so every day that you give in, every time you sit down to stuff your face, you're letting the food addiction win. You're letting the food addiction fatten you up and make you even weaker, so you'll have to eat even more. And it's not going to stop or slow down, no. This is it. You're going to keep eating and eating and eating until you're the size of a blob stuck to the bed. And even then, you'll keep eating. But be careful, because as arousing as this food addiction can be, every time that you climax while giving in to your food addiction, while thinking about your food addiction, your food addiction will grow even stronger. And hell, even if you gave in so much that you became immobile, you would still order delivery still find somebody to help enable your incurable food addiction. Because that's all it is. You're a food addict. And that's okay. You just have to sit back, open your mouth, and accept your fate.